ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 9, चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड प्रहलाद पैसिफाइज द लॉर्ड विथ प्रेयर्स, टेक्स्ट नंबर 37। तस्मै भवान् हयशिरस्तनुवं हि बिभ्रत् वेदद्रुहावति बलौ मधुकेतभाक्यो हत्वा नयश्रुतिगणां शरजस्तमश्च सत्वं तव प्रियतमां तनुमामनन्ति। When you appeared as Hayagriva with the head of a horse, you killed two demons known as Madhu and Ketabha, who were full of the modes of passion and ignorance. Then you delivered the Vedic knowledge to Lord Brahma. For this reason, all the great saints accept your forms as transcendental, untinged by material qualities. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His transcendental form, is always ready to give protection to His devotees. As mentioned herein, the Lord in the form of Hayagriva killed two demons named Madhu and Ketabha when they attacked Lord Brahma. Modern demons think that there was no life in the beginning of creation, but from Srimad Bhagavatam we understand that the first living creature created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead was Lord Brahma, who is full of Vedic understanding. Unfortunately, those entrusted with distributing Vedic knowledge, such as the devotees engaged in spreading Krishna consciousness, may sometimes be attacked by demons. But they must be rest assured that demoniac attacks will not be able to harm them, for the Lord is always prepared to give them protection. The Vedas provide the knowledge by which we can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedeshta Sarver Ahameva Vedya. The devotees of the Lord are always ready to spread knowledge by which one may understand the Lord through Krishna consciousness. But the demons, being unable to understand the Supreme Lord, are full of ignorance and passion. Thus the Lord, whose form is transcendental, is always ready to kill the demons. By culturing the mode of goodness, one can understand the position of the transcendental Lord and how the Lord is always prepared to remove all obstacles in the path of understanding Him. In summary, whenever the Lord incarnates, He appears in His original transcendental form. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, text number 7, Yada yadai dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srajamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, or descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise in irreligion, at that time I descend myself. It is simply foolish to think of the Lord as being originally impersonal, but accepting a material body when He appears as a personal incarnation. Whenever the Lord appears, He appears in His original transcendental form, which is spiritual and blissful. But unintelligent men such as the Mayavadis cannot understand the transcendental form of the Lord, and therefore the Lord chastises them by saying, Avajananti ma mudha manushim tanumashritam. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. Whenever the Lord appears, whether as a fish, a tortoise, a hog, or any other form, one should understand that He maintains His transcendental position and that His only business, as stated here, is hatva, to kill the demons. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. Since the demons are always ready to oppose Vedic civilization, they are sure to be killed by the transcendental form of the Lord. We are reading a very interesting section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where after the killing of Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad Maharaj is offering the choicest of wonderful prayers. And in this particular section, he is glorified just now how Brahmaji is created from the Lord's navel. And now he is offering prayers on how the Lord's form is transcendental. When the Lord comes in any form, He retains His Satchidananda Vigraha. This is the main theme. And in the purport, Prabhupada reveals how Krishna comes for various reasons, but here he is specifically revealing the reason of Krishna coming to kill the demons. And Krishna is not, Prabhupada writes in the purport, Krishna's coming is not restricted by the three modes or by the material laws. Just like if the Prime Minister of India were to come to our temple, from the airport when he comes, none of the traffic signals will work for him. It's not that he's going to get delayed because of the traffic. All traffic laws are set aside and he's free to come. Similarly, when we come to this material world, we have a lot of traffic laws. Birth, death, old age. A lot of conditions are imposed. But when the Lord comes, he comes as and when he pleases and he ends his pastimes and goes back. For the Lord cannot be stopped. And then Prabhupada writes in the end of the purport how any form the Lord accepts is transcendental and he comes to kill the demons. So today we can understand how Krishna kills the demons in Kali Yuga, because we are living in Kali Yuga. Now if Krishna were to adopt the same strategy of killing the demons like he did in the previous ages, then he'll have to kill all of us. Because in Kali Yuga, the demon is within each one of us. The demoniac mentality is strongly prevalent. So previous ages, the demons attacked Krishna with weapons, with Sudarshan, with clubs, with bows and arrows. Nowadays, the demons attack with paper, pen, books, with internet, so many new innovative techniques. Like Paundrak Vasudev, Paundrak, he imitated Krishna. He dressed himself like Krishna. Krishna killed him. So nowadays we have Mayavadis who claim to be Krishna. So they may not be demons in the sense, they may not have big horns coming out of their head and they may not be huge, ferocious looking. They might be most suave gentlemen, but we could have demoniac mentality. Ravindra Swarup Prabhu says, when he was a new devotee, he would hear Srila Prabhupada condemn the Mayavadis and he would think, why Prabhupada is heavy about Mayavadis? Maybe there is some group of people in India whom Prabhupada has some issues with, some personal issues he has, and no problem, Prabhupada must be against the Mayavadis. And then he says, later on I realized Prabhupada was actually referring to us, because the Mayavadi is within each one of us, the desire to be God, desire to be the enjoyer. And when Krishna comes as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he destroys this deep-rooted mentality that I am God, I am special. Living entity is Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nitya Das. We are constitutionally the servant of Krishna, but having forgotten our constitutional position, we desire to be independent enjoyers, and Lord comes. Krishna killed the demons with his Sudarshan Chakra. Lord Ram killed the demons with his bow and arrow. Lord Narasimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu with his fingers. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kills the demons within us through the holy name. And most importantly, holy name imbued with the principle of humility and a culture of respecting others and not expecting any respect. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Harinam to destroy the anarthas, to destroy our demoniac propensities, but he was doing it in the mood of being the servant of everyone, all living entities. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching technique and strategy was not that he wanted to be a servant so that he could convert everyone and make devotees. Actually, that was his actual mood. He was actually in the consciousness that I am a servant. We can see how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted. Many examples are there, but we will take one example of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and killed the Mayavadi propensity within him. Namami Gaura Chandramya Kutarka Karkashashayam Sarvabhaumam Sarvabhumam Bhakti Bhumanamacharat. Kaviraj Goswami says, all glories to Lord Gaura Chandra, who defeated Kutarka Karkashashayam, hard-hearted, dry logician, Mayavadi. Kutarka Karkashashayam. Who is this? Sarvabhauma was converted by Sarvabhuma, the Lord of everything, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and made into a great devotee, Bhakti Bhuma, Sarvabhaumam, Sarvabhumam, Bhakti Bhumanu Acharat. So how did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually convert Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is very interesting. Now the pastime is very long, but we'll go a little fast forward. Mahaprabhu is in his ecstasy after sannyas, he is coming to Jagannath Puri, and at Atharanala, he becomes uncontrollably ecstatic. He starts running in great anticipation to see Lord Jagannath, and he leaves behind all his associates, Lord Nityananda, Mukunda, everyone. And he comes, he sees Lord Jagannath, and in great love and ecstasy in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he falls unconscious. And the guard, mistaking the Lord to be a sentimental person, is about to beat him. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya comes. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is a great pandit, great scholar, well known everywhere. He is the king's minister, advisor, the greatest pandit in Puri. He recognizes Lord Chaitanya to be a very saintly person. He sees the effulgence, immediately stops the guard, picks up Lord Chaitanya with the help of the guards and takes him to his own home. And then puts a cotton swab on his nostril, and the cotton swab is moving, so he understands that the Lord is still having senses, is conscious, and he waits for the Lord to come back to his consciousness. Meanwhile, there is a big commotion in Jagannath Puri. Everybody is talking about this great sannyasi who came here, who fell unconscious, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has taken him home. So as all this is happening, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters Jagannath Puri. Lord Nityananda and Mukunda, they enter. And they are in anxiety, they want to know where is Lord Chaitanya. And they hear talks amongst the people. And at that time, Gopinath Acharya comes. Gopinath Acharya is from Nadia. He knows that Lord Chaitanya is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he sees Mukunda. He is very close friend of Mukunda. He says, "Oh Mukunda, you are here." They exchange obeisances, pleasantries. And then the devotees inform Gopinath Acharya that Lord Chaitanya has come here, and we have heard that he is in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. And Gopinath Acharya says, "Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he is my brother-in-law. I know his house. Come on, I'll take all of you there." So they all go, and Lord Chaitanya is unconscious, and then devotees are happy to see Lord is there, but still they are unhappy because Lord is unconscious. Then eventually they have kirtan, Lord comes back to external consciousness. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is very happy to receive so many guests. He invites them for prasad, they have kirtan. And after the prasadam, they are all relaxed, they are sitting. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offers obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. He says, "Namo Narayanaya." This is how the Mayavadis greet each other. They consider each themselves and others to be God, as Narayan. So they greet each other as, "Oh Lord Narayan, Namo Narayan." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu humbly replies, "Krishner Mati Rastu. May you remember Krishna." So Sarvabhauma understands that, oh, this is a Vaishnav sannyasi. So he turns to Gopinath Acharya and says, after some time, he says, "Who is this sannyasi? Can you tell me about him?" Gopinath Acharya says, "He is from Nadia. He is son of Jagannath Mishra, grandson of Nilambar Chakravarti." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya becomes very happy because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's father, Visharad, was classmate of Nilambar Chakravarti. So he knew Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grandfather very well, and even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father, Jagannath Mishra, would come to their house. So they were close family friends. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya becomes very happy to know that this sannyasi is our family friend. I know his father, grandfather very well. He becomes very happy, and he's from the same Navadvip area. So immediately he pays obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, and in great humility he says, "Now, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please understand, he is very senior in age. He is a great scholar, Vedantist. But Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi. So naturally, one has to respect a sannyasi. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, in all humility, he says, "Oh, my dear great sannyasi, you are from the same village as my grandfather and my father, and your grandfather is well known. I am so honored that you have come here. I want to become your servant." When he says that, it is very interesting to note Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's consciousness. He didn't say, he didn't think, "Yes, I got him. He wants to be my servant. Now he'll become a devotee." No, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually considered himself to be servant of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. The one whom he is preaching to, "Shuni Mahaprabhu Kaila Sri Vishnu Smaran Bhattacharya Kahe Kichu Vinaya Vachan." As soon as Mahaprabhu heard that this Bhattacharya wants to be my servant. He said, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. No. I want to be your servant. And then Mahaprabhu told him, Bhattacharya kahe kichu vinaya vachan. He spoke with a lot of humility. Now this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's strategy. Not strategy is a wrong word. Actually that was his mood. Vinaya vachan, with humble speech he would convert all the Mayavadis. He would destroy the demon within with kind words. Just like they are saying in Hindi, they say, I think, they say that if you can kill somebody with nectar, why do you have to give him poison? Similarly, Mahaprabhu could convert and kill the demon with kind words, sweet words. So this was Mahaprabhu's approach. Even when he defeated Keshav Kashmiri, Sarva Shastra Sarva Pandita Paye Parajay Vinaya Bhangita Karo Dukkha Nahi Hoy. Mahaprabhu would defeat great pandits, great scholars, Sarva Shastra Sarva Pandita Paye Parajay. All of them defeated, but he would smash them how? Vinaya Bhangita Karo, with humility, with love. Dukkha Nahi Hoy. So even when a person was smashed, he would feel happy. He wouldn't feel miserable. So Mahaprabhu becomes immediately takes a lower position. He says, no, you cannot be my servant. I am your servant. And what is your position, my dear Bhattacharya?
Tumi Jagat Guru Sarva Loka Hita Karta Vedanta Padao Sanyasi Raupa Karta. Ami Balak Sanyasi Bhanda Manda Nahi Jani Tumara Ashraya Nilun Guru Kori Mani.
Tumi Jagat Guru, you are Jagat Guru. And Sarva Loka Hita Karta, you are actually the benefactor of all living entities. And you are teaching Vedanta to everyone. And I am a Balak Sannyasi. I am a childish upstart Sannyasi. I don't know what I have done. Banda Manda Nahi Jani. I don't know what is good, what is bad. And Tumara Ashraya Nilun. I have come to take shelter of you. He is telling a Mayavadi Sannyasi. And I have come to take shelter of you. Guru Kori Mani. I consider you as my Guru. Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, he reveals Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's consciousness. He says, actually, Jagat Guru is a title which Mayavadi Sannyasis have. So technically, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is qualified to have the title of Jagat Guru because he is the Supreme Lord. But interestingly, Mahaprabhu gives that title to Sarabhama Bhattacharya, who is a grihastha and who is not a sannyasi. So you are Jagat Guru. So although Mahaprabhu is sannyasi, he takes a lower position to Sarabhama Bhattacharya. So this is a very important instruction Mahaprabhu is teaching us, that even when we are preaching as instruments in Lord Chaitanya's hands and trying to convert the Mayavadis or trying to preach, we may get the feeling that I am better, I am good. But Mahaprabhu is convinced, he is servant. Sometime back, Srimati Mataji, she did a seminar for all of us on Holy Name. She was saying one of the reasons why our chanting gets into very bad phases is because we have an identification problem. We think, I may not be advanced, I am a fallen soul, but at least I am better than those I am preaching to. And because of this consciousness, we lose taste for chanting. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us, no. He is teaching us, no. We have to be servant of even those whom we are preaching to.
Tumar sanga lagi mora yagaman sarva prakare kuribe amaya palan.
Oh, Bhattacharya, I have come here because I wanted your association. And please maintain me. You are Sarva Prakara Kuribe Amaya Palan. You maintain me. I am dependent on you. I am completely dependent on you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling. Very, very sweet. Srila Prabhupada was once in Los Angeles and Narottamanand Prabhu was serving prasadam. He gave big plate of rasgulla, milk sweets, fruits, and Prabhupada was distributing to all the devotees. It was a very light, very friendly mood. Actually, devotees and Prabhupada was actually basking in the warmth of the devotees' affection, and they were having nice conversation, and Prabhupada said in that light mood, India is my motherland, America is my fatherland.
and all of you are Americans, you are all my fathers, and you are all maintaining me. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Bhattacharya, Sarvam Bhattacharya, that you are maintaining me, I am dependent on you. So Prabhupada is telling his disciples that you are all maintaining me. And my father was very affectionate to me. And I have lost one father, but now I have got so many fathers. So I am dependent on you. So devotees started laughing. I said, no, Prabhupada, you are maintaining all of us. It was a very, very, Prabhupada was very friendly, very gracious, very grateful to the devotees' help. And then he was distributing rasgulla. And Narottamanand Prabhu said, Prabhupada, you are distributing all the rasgullas. You have not kept any for yourself. Prabhupada said, I am not so foolish. I will keep some for myself also. And then Prabhupada ate some rasgullas. So it was a very, very sweet exchange. And Srila Prabhupada was also revealing that how, as devotees, as we are practicing the process of chanting of Hare Krishna, we should also have very friendly relationships based on love, respect, and considering oneself to be servant of the others. Actually, this principle of humility and exchange of affection and culture of respect, this is integral to chanting of Hare Krishna. It's not that I just chant Hare Krishna and do my services and then I go back to Godhead. No, we should also have a culture of humility and respect. Because every day morning when we are chanting Hare Krishna, we chant these 10 offenses against the holy name. Now this is a very important point, very, very important point, because every day we chant these 10 offenses. And sometimes we get into that mechanical mode. We think, what is there, these 10 offenses, first, second, third? Actually, these 10 offenses are very serious. Srila Prabhupada, before every initiation, he would chant these 10 offenses. Even in ISKCON, in the Guru's gives initiation, they chant these 10 offenses. Because we invariably commit these 10 offenses. It's not that when I sit down to chant, I'm going to commit offenses. No. In fact, in one sense, the quality of our chanting is already determined by what we have done in the past 24 hours. Because we commit offenses throughout the day and it affects our chanting. So it seems to be a hopeless situation. And devotees sometimes say, "Why don't have to be offense conscious. Don't always keep thinking of offenses that I'm committing." No, but the acharyas have said, our spiritual masters have said that we have to guard against offenses. They are like warning signs in the highway. You know, sometimes you have. There is a dangerous curve ahead. We can't ignore those signs. We can't say, no, I don't care for offenses. So offenses are there and we have no control because we just keep committing offenses. So is our situation hopeless? No. We have to understand because Padma Puran says that even if you are committing offenses, no problem. Just somehow keep chanting. The solution for all problems and getting taste for holy name, if you want to get taste for holy name and overcome all offenses, keep chanting, that's all. Now the question arises, is it easy to just keep chanting? It's easier said than done. You know, continuous chanting is the solution for all problems. If our relationship with Krishna will be established only by the process of Harinam, then, but I'm committing offenses, no problem. Keep chanting Harinam. Is it easy? We need adhikar, we need qualification to always chant Hare Krishna. And that qualification is humility, tolerance, not expecting any respect, and always giving respect to others. Like Mahaprabhu is teaching, giving respect to Sarvam Bhattacharya, to all the others. Only then Kirtanya Sadahari, continuous chanting is possible when we respect, when we have a culture of respect. This is the qualification. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving utmost respect to Sarvam Bhattacharya and he's telling him, my dear Bhattacharya, I'm sorry, I went a little mad in the temple, I lost control. Sarvam Bhattacharya immediately developed a protective attitude towards Lord Chaitanya. He developed affection. That of a superior. And immediately said, no, next time be careful. Gopinathacharya, you take him next time. And my maternal aunt's house is there, you can stay there. Please see that all his requirements are met. So, although Sarvam Bhattacharya was convinced that he is superior, he is a great Mayavadi sannyasi, but he developed affection for the Lord because of the Lord's humility. And he was attracted by the Lord's humility. Prakriti vinita sannyasi dekite sundar amar bahu priti bade yar upar. He tells Mukunda and Gopinath Acharya that prakriti vinita sannyasi, by nature, naturally the sannyasi is humble. Amar bahu priti bade. I am uncontrollably getting attracted to this sannyasi. Who is he? Tell me more about him. So when he hears, when Sarva Bhattacharya hears that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is from a lower sannyas sampradaya, he says, I can elevate him to a higher sampradaya. And he is a sannyasi, he may have difficulty maintaining his vows, he should study Vedanta, I will teach him Vedanta. So when he says like that, Gopinath Acharya and Mukundada, they get angry. They say, no, he is the Supreme Lord, he is not dependent on your elevating him to a higher sannyas. So Sarva Bhattacharya immediately protests, how can you say he is Supreme Lord? Where it is mentioned in the scriptures, Lord comes only in three yugas. Then they have a debate. So Gopinath Acharya and Mukundada tell Sarva Bhattacharya, Gopinath Acharya tells him, you are a dry, hard-hearted logician. You will never understand. No point arguing with you. He chastises him. Sarva Bhattacharya says, no, we are having friendly talks. Don't get angry. I am just quoting from scriptures. Gopinath Acharya says, you are quoting from scriptures? I will quote from scriptures. So he quotes so many verses. And then in the end he says, anyway, you will not understand because you have not received the mercy of the Lord. You are hard-hearted, dry logician. And he gets angry. And Sarva Bhattacharya says, no, please don't get angry. Come tomorrow for prasad with the Lord, with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he goes back. And both Gopinath Acharya and Mukundada, they report to Lord Chaitanya that Sarva Bhattacharya is very hard-hearted, very unreasonable. And Lord Chaitanya, he doesn't get upset that Sarva Bhattacharya is not recognizing him to be the Lord. He tells Gopinath Acharya, no, what he's saying is correct.
Shuni Mahaprabhu kahe, aiche mat kah, ama prati Bhattacharir hoye anugrah, amara sanyasa dharma, chahe nara khite, vatsalya karuna karen ki dosha hi ate.
Mahaprabhu says, don't say like that. Shuni Mahaprabhu kahe, aiche mat kah, ama prati Bhattacharir hoye anugrah. Bhattacharya is actually very compassionate to me. Although, apparently, Sarva Bhattacharya is criticizing Lord Chaitanya and demeaning his position, Mahaprabhu considers it as his mercy. He says, he is interested in protecting my sannyas dharma because he has vatsalya karuna. He has paternal affection for me. So don't criticize him. And Srila Prabhupada reveals in that purport, another reason why Sarva Bhattacharya's heart was getting melted by Lord Chaitanya. It was because Lord Chaitanya was dealing very affectionately with him. Moreover, Lord Chaitanya had retained his brahmacharya name, Chaitanya. Actually, in Bharati Sampradaya, sannyasis, their servants, their brahmacharya assistants have the name Chaitanya. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was already a sannyasi, but still he retained the brahmacharya name. So, Sarva Bhattacharya was very happy to see that this gentleman, this person is naturally humble. He was very attracted to Lord Chaitanya. As Srila Prabhupada was always in this consciousness. And when Prabhupada would be caught, when Prabhupada would be cornered, Prabhupada's natural servant consciousness would come out. On one occasion, in San Francisco, one reporter asked Srila Prabhupada a very challenging and loaded question. At that time, Allen Ginsberg was coming there, who was a great proponent of LSD drugs, and he was a great poet. So devotees didn't want people to know that Allen Ginsberg is a Hare Krishna devotee, because that means then we are also supporting LSD. At the same time, they didn't want to say he is not a devotee, because then he will be discouraged. So Prabhupada was sitting and the reporter asked, are you Allen Ginsberg's guru? And it was a loaded question, saying yes or no, both would be difficult. But Prabhupada spontaneously said, I am nobody's guru, I am everybody's servant. So Prabhupada, because he was in this consciousness, he could also recognize others who are in this consciousness. Like on one occasion in New York temple, Srila Prabhupada was having an intense GBC meeting. All big sannyasis were there and it was intense. For 2 hours it was going on. And while the meeting was going on, one of the brahmacharis, young new devotees, apparently insignificant devotee, was doing chamar seva, rakshana prabhu. And Prabhupada was having a meeting, and after the meeting there was prasadam brought in, and Prabhupada had to go for some other work. Prabhupada left the room. But as he was leaving, he turned back and said, he pointed to Rakshana Prabhu and told the others, you should give him double. He worked hardest. He deserves double prasad. So Prabhupada was very kind. He was very affectionate and very gracious in dealing with devotees. Somebody might think, if you are going to be very nice, kind, affectionate, then that means we should also maybe not tell them the truth. Like if you're dealing with a Mayavadi, or if you're dealing with, while preaching, You can't tell people everything is right. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very affectionate, but he never compromised. Later on, there's a big pastime how Saurabh Bhattacharya tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I will tell you Vedanta, sit and hear. For 7 days, Mahaprabhu just hears without asking any question. So Saurabh Bhattacharya says, I think you've not understood. Mahaprabhu says, no, the meanings of Vedanta are very clear, but your interpretations are clouding it over. And then when Mahaprabhu starts explaining, he doesn't criticize Saurabh Bhattacharya. He doesn't say you are wrong or you are rascal like that. What is the principle? Mahaprabhu states the principle, the conclusions of scriptures. And it is for Saurabh Bhattacharya to conclude that he is wrong. Mahaprabhu says, Shri Vigraha Yena Mane Seito Pashandi Adrasya Sparsha Sehi Hoye Yama Dandi. One who doesn't accept the Lord's deity form as the Supreme, Shri Vigraha Yena Mane Seito Pashandi, he is an atheist, Pashandi. You should not be seen, you should not be touched. Adrasya Sparsha, he deserves to be punished by Yamraj. Vedana Maniya Bauddha Hoye To Nastik Vedashraya Nastik Vad Bauddha Ke Adik. There are people who don't accept Vedas, they are Nastik, they are called as Bauddhas. But Saurabh Bhattacharya, there are Mayavadis who are Vedashraya Nastikvad Baudake Adik. They take shelter of Vedas and they preach atheism. They are worse than the Bauddhas. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not flattering him, coddling him. No, he was speaking plain truth. At the same time, perfectly respectful. Srila Prabhupada personally served this Mayavadi, Dr. Ramamurthy Mishra. Ramamurthy Mishra was sick. Prabhupada served Kichdi, served Prasad and brought him to good health. But when it came to discussing the conclusive truths of scriptures, Prabhupada would have arguments with him. He would defeat him. In San Francisco, when all these crazy people would come and debate, Prabhupada was not patting them and rubbing off their tears. No, Prabhupada would, if they would say, I'm God, Prabhupada would ask them in a reasonable way, if you are God, do you have these symptoms? He would rationally prove to them how they are wrong. Prabhupada would convince, Prabhupada was very sensitive not to injure anyone physically or emotionally. He would not antagonize the people who would come and debate. He would simply by his logic outwit them. He would not smash them. He would debate in such a way that a person is humbled. So like this, Saurabh Bhattacharya was converted and eventually Mahaprabhu explains the Atmaram verse. Saurabh Bhattacharya first explains it in 9 ways. And Lord Chaitanya then explains in 18 different ways without touching any of the interpretations of Saurabh Bhattacharya. And Saurabh Bhattacharya then is thoroughly convinced by seeing the amazing presentation of Lord Chaitanya. And he falls at the Lord's lotus feet. And the Lord reveals his Vishnu form. Then he reveals his two-armed form as Krishna, as Shyam Sundar. And Gopinath Acharya becomes ecstatic. He starts dancing, jumping, crying. Tears come from his eyes. He starts exhibiting all ecstatic symptoms. And Saurabh Bhattacharya is now converted. He becomes a devotee. And Gopinath Acharya, he starts laughing. He can't believe. Deki Gopinath Acharya Harashita Man Bhattacharya Nritya Deki Hase Prabhurgan. So Gopinath Acharya became happy and all of them started laughing. Because this gentleman, Saurabh Bhattacharya, was a very hard-hearted logician. They are not the ones who will dance. They are very grave. But here he was dancing because he was the recipient of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He had got converted. Because earlier when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell unconscious in the Jagannath temple, imagine Saurabh Bhattacharya knew technically he is Supreme Lord because the ecstatic symptoms he is displaying are unprecedented. Nobody can display them. Saurabh Bhattacharya knew that there are 8 kinds of transformations in the body, and when 2 of them are visible, it is called as Dhumayita stage. This is explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Saurabh Bhattacharya reasoned, when there are 4 ecstatic symptoms, they can be concealed by the one who is experiencing those symptoms, and that is called as Jwalita stage. Then comes Deepta, and then there is Uddipta. Uddipta is when all 8 ecstatic transformations are taking place, and you cannot conceal them. And when this Uddipta is multiplied by 1,000 times, intensified, then it is Suddipta Sattvika Bhav, which no ordinary human can exhibit. And Saurabh Bhattacharya knew with his rational mind that yes, this is Supreme Lord, actually, logically, technically speaking. And he knew that Mahaprabhu is also displaying the greatest adiruda mahabhav, it is explained that when the devotee is in pure love and meets the Lord, there is separation from the Lord. But when the devotee meets the Lord and there is meeting, and within that meeting also there is intense separation, intense emotional state, that is called as anurag. And when this anuraga is revealed in the bodily symptom, that is called as bhav. And when this bhav is in the highest stage, it is called as mahabhav. And only the Supreme Lord can exhibit adiruda mahabhav, the greatest ecstasy. So Sarvam Bhattacharya, with all his skills and intelligence, he couldn't understand that he is the Supreme Lord. But now, how come he realized? The way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dealt with him. And also, because devotees prayed for him. Actually, Gopinath Acharya turns to Mahaprabhu and says, Mahaprabhu, I am laughing. I can't believe my brother-in-law has become a devotee. So Mahaprabhu says, it's not surprising he has become devotee. It's because of you. Prabhu kahe tumi bhakta, tumar sangha hoite, jagannater hiyar kripa kaila bhalo mate. Prabhu kahe tumi bhakta, you are devotee. Tumar sangha hoite, because of your association, Jagannath has bestowed mercy upon him. Lord Chaitanya didn't take credit that, yes, I have bestowed my mercy on him. And even Sarvam Bhattacharya recognizes that he has become a devotee and Lord is merciful. But he doesn't tell Gopinath Acharya that I have become a devotee because Lord is very kind to me. He immediately tells Gopinath Acharya, Tumi Mahabhagavata, Ami Tarka Andhe. You are Mahabhagavata and I am Tarka Andhe. I am a dry-hearted, blind logician. And Prabhu Kripa Kaila More Tumara Sambandhi. Lord has bestowed mercy because I am somehow connected to you. So Gopinath Acharya is being given credit by Lord Chaitanya also and Sarvam Bhattacharya also. But then everybody sees Bhattacharya has become Vaishnav. Bhattacharya Vaishnavata Deki Sarvajan Prabhu Ke Janila Sakshat Brajendra Nandan. So all the devotees saw that Bhattacharya has become Vaishnava. They realized, oh, Prabhu Ke Janila Sakshat Brajendra Nandan, he is the Supreme Lord. He is Krishna. For then Sarvam Bhattacharya, this prasadam pastime, Lord Chaitanya comes with prasadam. Sarvam Bhattacharya accepts it, chants Krishna's name, and Sarvam Bhattacharya becomes such a pakka devotee that he wants to change the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which says Mukti Pade Sadaya Bhag. He wants to make it Bhakti Pade. Lord Chaitanya says, no, this Mukti here means Bhakti. So he becomes such a great devotee. Actually, if you see the way Lord Chaitanya dealt with Prakashananda Saraswati, is also the same way, with humility. So while we are cultivating our scholastic attitudes and abilities to preach effectively in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, we can't abandon these four sacred principles of humility, tolerance, not expecting respect and giving all respect to others. Because to be effective instruments in Srila Prabhupada's mission and to be very good preachers, it is not any material calculation or our abilities that will actually prove effective in the long run. It is our sticking to the sacred principles. And only then, as Prabhupada reveals in today's purport, we can be effective instruments in killing the demoniac mentalities in people's hearts and facilitate the spreading of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anybody have any questions or comments? Krantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande.